Welcome to the autumn edition of the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's newsletter. My name's Pippa and I'll be taking you through the pages today. We're starting with page one. Welcome to your autumn edition of Honeysuckle. And it's written by our Chief Executive, Sarah Jane Williamson. As we head into the colder months, it's time to begin planning for any additional care that our horses and ponies might need during the winter. The biggest part of our work is providing sanctuary for life for our rescued equines. You'll be able to hear about some of our lovely ponies like Sonnet, who have life-changing loving care and support for the rest of their lives. As well as planning ahead for next year, the autumn and winter is a good time to reflect. We've had a busy year so far. Our Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre reopened to the public in the form of open days. We were delighted to welcome back those of you who visited, and we hope to meet more of you in the future. None of the work that you hear about in this edition would be possible without you. We'd like to say a heartfelt thank you on behalf of horses and ponies in our care. So we're moving on now to page two. Sonnet's Safe Sanctuary. It's a picture of a beautiful grey mare here. Her name is Sonnet, and Sonnet had a challenging start in life. It's thanks to your support that we were able to provide her with the loving care she needed to recover. In 2012, Sonnet was found trapped in a barn with 30 other horses. It was clear from their condition that the horses had been in the barn for some time without proper care. It was the silence in the barn that struck Sonnet's rescuers. With horses, usually comes the sounds of munching hay and the rustling of bedding, but in that barn, there was nothing. Sonnet was so emaciated and weak that she spent 2 weeks in a veterinary hospital receiving intensive care before she came to one of our peaceful sanctuaries and began her rehabilitation. It was a long road for Sonnet. Physically, she fully recovered, but because of her past experiences, she remains nervous in certain situations. She was happily rehomed for many years before returning to us when she developed Cushing's disease, which was causing bouts of laminitis. Because of these lifelong but manageable health concerns, the decision was made that Sonnet would remain at Coombe Park. She is a very sweet mare and is content with her routine at the sanctuary. Without your support, Sonnet's story could have had a very different ending. And there are a few pictures here, one of Sonnet in 2012 where she looked very poorly, and another now, a beautiful blue sky in the background and Sonnet standing by the fence, looking very happy with herself. The next page of our newsletter is entitled Multi-Agency Rescue. In April 2022, we were involved in an equine welfare case in Devon involving more than 20 equines found emaciated and suffering. We provided support on the second day of the welfare lift when the RSPCA, World Horse Welfare and Devon and Cornwall Police requested additional assistance in dealing with the situation. Two of our amazing staff helped to load the distressed equines into the transportation, supplying Claydon panels to help herd the equines towards them. From here, the equines were taken to the RSPCA and World Horse Welfare for immediate veterinary attention. The case has recently resulted in a couple from Okehampton being given 26-week suspended prison sentences and being banned from keeping animals for 10 years. Rebecca, our welfare outreach and advice manager, says, "Every case we handle is complex, and this was no exception. We will always support multi-agency equine welfare cases, and were able to assist in this case at short notice. Getting these equines loaded safely so they could receive the care that they so desperately needed was our priority." The next page of our newsletter is entitled Caring for Phoenix, a beautiful picture of Phoenix now looking extremely healthy, chestnut in colour, with his ears pricked up and listening to something that's happening on the other side of the field. Because of you, all of our horses received the best possible care throughout their lives. Phoenix was in poor physical condition when he was rescued. Some of you may remember his story. Thankfully, due to the expert rehabilitation we provided, he recovered well, but his care needs are ongoing. Phoenix had recently shown some signs that he was uncomfortable through his back. As prey animals, horses are masters of hiding their discomfort, so when Phoenix's grooms noticed the slightest change, they leapt into action. When the vet examined him, he was sensitive in a couple of areas, and the decision was made to carry out some x-rays. Phoenix's x-rays showed that some of his vertebrae were closer together than they should be, causing his sensitivity. The vet suggested steroid injections to soothe the inflammation and act as pain relief. As well as his steroid injections, Phoenix has been prescribed carrot stretches. These are stretches that his grooms help him perform using sugar-free treats as an incentive. They'll help to strengthen his muscles and ease any tension. We're going to tell you about Kystar now, and this page is entitled Lifelong Loving Care for Kystar. Kystar has recently needed some extra care to help make sure his hooves are as comfortable as possible. There's a lovely picture of Kystar here. He's a chestnut with a long mane and tail. In the past, he has suffered from laminitis, which can lead to changes in the angle of the pedal bone, that's the bone in the hoof. Our expert vet and farrier work together to take x-rays and review them as a team to find out the angle of the bone. This meant our farrier knew exactly how much of Kystar's hoof to trim to achieve the perfect balance. Upcott Park Sanctuary manager Jax explained, "By making sure the angle of Kystar's hooves mirrors the bone, we ensure that his weight is distributed evenly. This will allow Kystar to live happily and pain-free in his field through his golden years." The next page describes a vet visit for Vogue. You may know Vogue, one of our adoption ponies. She's a beautiful grey mare. Well, recently, our adoption pony Vogue has received veterinary care to help us get to the bottom of her lameness. As part of Vogue's enrichment, she goes for walks with her grooms. But they did notice that during the walk, she was slightly lame on her left front leg. Coombe Park team leader Claire explained, "Mild lameness can be tricky to spot and even harder to pinpoint exactly where the issue is. Luckily, our expert vets were on hand and able to use the latest technology to help us determine the source of the lameness. Using sensors placed on Vogue's rump, the top of her head and her front leg, we can track her movement and gauge improvements or deterioration in her lameness. The hope is that Vogue will get the all clear from the vet to continue her walks and build up how far she can walk to help to maximise the health benefits." Moving on to the next page of our autumn newsletter is a beautiful picture of Mary, who's a chestnut mare, and this is entitled Mary's New Home. Rehoming is just one of the ways that you can support us, enabling more room at our sanctuaries for urgent rescues. Ruth knew when she met Mary that she'd make the perfect companion. Mary's story is the kind that stays with you. She arrived emaciated, riddled with lice, mites, and internal parasites, and in foal. She was traumatized, resulting in showing defensive behavior. It took a long time to build back her trust and rehabilitate her physically. Everyone at the sanctuary was thrilled when Mary found a wonderful home with Ruth after everything that she'd been through. "Mary has settled in incredibly well," Ruth told us. "It's like she's always been here. She's a lovely addition to our family." Ruth explained why she chose to rehome Mary. "I've fostered horses in the past from the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, so it was without hesitation that I chose to rehome Mary. I always feel supported by the welfare advisors. I know the horses are so well looked after, and the charity does such fabulous work helping horses in need." We're going to tell you about Quest now, a very handsome piebald geldling. And this is entitled A New Adventure for Quest. During his time at the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary, Quest touched countless lives. He was a beloved adoption pony and a member of our education team, helping us to deliver equine-assisted services to participants who are facing challenges in their life. When it was time for Quest to find a new home, we knew he'd be dearly missed. But it's important that as many of the horses and ponies in our care as possible have the opportunity to receive the one-to-one care that our Sanctuary at Home scheme offers. When Kelly put in an application to rehome, we knew that she'd be the perfect match for Quest. Quest has been in his new home for a few months now. Kelly told us about her experience rehoming and how Quest was settling in. The rehoming process was very thorough. I felt well supported throughout the journey. Quest is a wonderful horse and has settled right in with us and his new companions. He's a pleasure to take care of and we love him lots. We have a page in the autumn newsletter dedicated to Maureen Rolls. We're deeply saddened to share the news that Maureen Rolls, former trustee and founder of Southwest Equine Protection, has passed away. Maureen will be remembered within the sanctuary and by countless others for her dedication to the welfare of ponies on Dartmoor and Bodmin Moor. She founded Southwest Equine Protection, otherwise known as SWEP, after moving to Dartmoor in her early life and witnessing moorland ponies in need. SWEP helped hundreds of horses and ponies. When it came time for Maureen to retire, she looked to the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary to help secure the future of SWEP and the equines in its care. It was Maureen's dream to provide care to horses and ponies in need, and that dream was facilitated in 2018 when SWEP merged with the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary. On land acquired by SWEP, the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary built a specialist moorland rescue facility using Maureen's original plans. Further to this, as a trustee for the sanctuary from April 2019 until July 2021, Maureen continued to help vulnerable equines. Maureen will be sadly missed by her family and friends, everyone at the sanctuary, and those whose lives she touched. The next page of our autumn newsletter talks about the Hetty UK Forum. Earlier this year, representatives from the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary attended the Federation of Horses in Education and Therapy International Spring Forum. The forum was attended by more than 40 delegates, and we were honoured to be asked to give a presentation demonstrating how our rescued equines are equal partners in every equine-assisted services session we deliver. The forum was a wonderful opportunity for us to share our good practices in creating meaningful experiences for participants that are both human-centred and equine-centred. Making hay. Here at the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary, sustainability is considered in everything we do. We know that horses are part of the natural environment in the UK, and we want our horses to thrive as part of that ecosystem. At our peaceful Coombe Park Sanctuary, we have fields that are dedicated to making our own hay. Jen, sanctuary manager at Coombe Park, said, "Hay is a vital part of our horses' diets. It's healthier for our horses than grass because the drying process reduces the sugars, so it's perfect for feeding our laminitis-prone ponies." The hay meadows are also great for biodiversity. We have a range of grass species which are food plants for butterflies and bees, as well as being great for our ponies. We hope to continue making our sanctuaries a special place for the wildlife that lives alongside our ponies. The next section of our newsletter deals with our equine-centred approach here at the Meyrin Falls Sanctuary. And there's a lovely picture of, well, I think it's Quest with Amy Dearlove, who's our equine support lead from the Education and Equine Assisted Services team. She explains how this all works because she says that being in the presence of equines is good for our health, happiness and well-being. But did you know that for some horses, being around people is a form of enrichment? Our equine-assisted services are both human-centred and equine-centred. As equine support lead, I observe, she says, and listen to what our equine partners are communicating through their behaviour. Many of our equine-assisted learning sessions take place in our indoor arena. We create a stimulating environment for our equine partners using different surfaces, poles for them to walk over, and use other objects such as cones and flags for them to explore. We've also recently introduced scent enrichment for the horses. By placing natural oils around the arena, or even sheep's wool, we make the arena an engaging place for them to be. As well as supporting our equine partners' mental stimulation, our equine-assisted sessions can also meet a social need for our horses. Horses are naturally social animals. Often in our sessions, they'll come to participants looking for a good scratch. When we get those moments of connection between a participant and their equine partner, you can see contentment for both parties. Everything that happens in an equine-assisted learning session is the horse's choice. They can choose to interact with participants, or they can use the time to sleep or investigate the environment. Their welfare is always our top priority. We're going to share Richard's story with you now. Richard had watched as equine-assisted services helped the young people that he worked with. When he began to experience stress in his own life, he came to seek calm at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary. He says, as part of my job as a safeguarding lead in education, I'd referred young people to the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's equine-assisted services and seen the positive impact. It was when I was accompanying a young person that the subject of me attending an equine-assisted wellbeing session myself came up. It was at a point in my life where I was experiencing a lot of stress in my personal and work life. It seemed like the perfect opportunity to experience the kind of intervention that I'd seen others benefit from. Having the opportunity to build a connection with a large animal was moving. Through grooming and spending time with the horse in my session, I developed respect and built a relationship with them. As the sessions went on, I could feel the benefits, the silent approach where I approached the horse quietly and stopped every time he moved, felt particularly moving. The sessions were excellent for calming the mind and shutting out the pressures from the outside world. It's being with the equine partner that makes the sessions so impactful. After doing equine-assisted wellbeing, I understand the benefits of developing a bond with a horse. I can especially see the calming qualities that they can bring to body and mind. We've got a section of the autumn newsletter thanking organisations and people for the difference that they've made to us as a charity. And the first thank you goes to the Yelverton Rotary Club. We're incredibly grateful to the Rotary Club of Yelverton District 1175 for their generous donations totalling £600. Their donation will go towards our equine-assisted services, supporting people to learn and grow alongside our rescued equines. The club also bought an adoption pack for Geronimo. Representatives visited our Yelverton site to present a cheque earlier in the year. We thank them for their support and the difference they're making to the lives of ponies and people. There's a nice picture here of one of the Yelverton ponies and members of the Rotary Club. We also extend a wholehearted thank you to wonderful artist Kathy Nettles. In July, we held an exhibition at Coombe Park for Kathy's paintings, 30 of which she painted specially for the Mare and Foal Sanctuary to celebrate our 30th anniversary. With 45% of proceeds going to the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, the event has raised an incredible £1,376 so far. Her donation will go towards our vital work with rescued horses and ponies. Kathy said of the event, a wonderful evening meeting wonderful people with a shared love of horses and art. The superb team at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary made me feel so welcome. Thank you all who came and supported this special event, to those who purchased the art and those who came to support and create such a great atmosphere. And we got a lovely picture of Kathy Nettles here with a piece of her art, along with our patron, her husband, of course, John Nettles, and Chief Executive Sarah Jane Williamson. As we mentioned earlier in the newsletter, this year we have been delighted to welcome everyone back to our Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre at our open days. Our staff and horses have enjoyed meeting everyone. We'd like to thank everyone who visited us this year. Events are important to help us share the rescue and rehabilitation work that we do. If you didn't manage to attend an open day over the summer, we will have more next year, so stay tuned and we'll bring you the details. We had some good news in our autumn newsletter. Winning the £25,000 jackpot is the title of this one. Congratulations to supporter Adele, who won our life-changing £25,000 lottery jackpot earlier this year. Adele really couldn't believe it when she found out she'd won £25,000 from playing our weekly online lottery. She told us that it had come at just the right time and would make a big difference to her life. Following her win, Adele very kindly made a donation to the horses in our care. And you can find out more about our weekly lottery by visiting play.mareandfoal.org. We've also remembered those who've helped us in the autumn edition of the newsletter. We wouldn't be able to carry out our life-changing work without the generous supporters who remember us in their will. To honour those who've left us a legacy, we've created a new memorial walk at our Coombe Park Equestrian and Education Centre. The memorial walk features legacy boards with the names of everyone who's remembered us in their will since 2019. The boards have pride of place on a bank that we plan to sow with wildflowers in 2024 to create a mini meadow. Well, thank you for listening, and I do hope that you've enjoyed the Mare and Foal Sanctuary's autumn newsletter. We'll bring you another edition in the springtime.